Welcome to Philosophy Pod. The philosophy of mind is a fascinating and complex field that sits at the intersection of philosophy, psychology, neuroscience, and cognitive science. It seeks to understand the nature of the mind and its relationship to the body, especially the brain. The questions it raises are among the oldest and most profound in human thought, touching on the essence of consciousness, the mechanisms of perception, the nature of emotions, and the possibility of free will. This exploration aims to shed light on what the philosophy of mind encompasses, its key questions, major theories, and implications for our understanding of the human condition. The philosophy of mind has its roots in ancient philosophical traditions. Early thinkers like Plato and Aristotle grappled with the nature of the soul and its connection to the physical body. These discussions laid the groundwork for later philosophical exploration, evolving through the contributions of philosophers such as René Descartes, John Locke, and Immanuel Kant. Descartes, with his famous cogito, "I think, therefore I am," posited a dualism between mind and body, sparking centuries of debate on the relationship between consciousness and the material world. The core questions of philosophy of mind include, what is consciousness? This involves understanding the nature of subjective experience, or qualia, and what it means to be conscious. The mind-body problem, how do the mind and body interact? Are they distinct substances, as in dualism, or is the mind simply a function of the physical brain, as materialism suggests? The nature of mental states, what are thoughts, beliefs, desires, and emotions? Are they reducible to physical states in the brain, or do they exist on a different plane? The problem of other minds, how can we know that other beings have minds? Is it possible to understand the consciousness of entities vastly different from ourselves, such as artificial intelligences or alien life forms? And lastly, free will and determinism. To what extent are our thoughts and actions determined by neural processes? Do we have free will, or is it an illusion created by our consciousness? The philosophy of mind hosts a variety of theories that attempt to explain the nature of the mind and its connection to the physical world. These include dualism, which is the belief that the mind and body are fundamentally different kinds of substances. René Descartes' substance dualism is the most famous version, arguing that the mind is a non-physical substance distinct from the body. Then there is physicalism, or materialism, the view that everything about the mind can be explained in terms of physical processes within the brain. This theory encompasses several approaches, including behaviorism, which argues that mental states are just descriptions of behavior, and identity theory, which equates specific mental states with specific brain states. Then there is functionalism, which suggests that mental states are defined by their function or role in cognitive systems rather than their internal constitution. This perspective is compatible with the idea of multiple realizability, where the same mental states could be instantiated in different physical systems. There's also phenomenology, which focuses on the subjective first-person character of conscious experience. It investigates how mental states are experienced from the inside and argue that understanding consciousness requires a direct exploration of these experiences. And lastly, there is a theory known as panpsychism, which is the idea that consciousness or mind-like qualities are a fundamental and ubiquitous feature of the physical world, suggesting a form of consciousness might exist in all physical entities. Philosophy of mind has profound implications for various fields and questions. In ethics, understanding the nature of consciousness is crucial for issues like animal rights and the treatment of artificial intelligences. In the realm of artificial intelligence, debates about whether machines could ever be truly conscious or possess minds highlights the challenges of creating artificial general intelligence. Furthermore, the exploration of neuroplasticity and the mind's influence on bodily health demonstrates the practical implication of these philosophical inquiries. Recent advancements in neuroscience have brought new insights and challenges to the philosophy of mind, offering unprecedented ways of examining the brain's function and its relation to consciousness. The development of neuroimaging technologies has allowed scientists to observe the brain in action, providing material for philosophical analysis of mental processes. The philosophy of mind remains a dynamic and evolving field, constantly influenced by developments in related disciplines. Its fundamental questions about the nature of consciousness, the relationship between mind and body, and the essence of our mental lives continue to inspire and challenge thinkers across the world. As we advance in our scientific understanding of the brain and consciousness, the insights of the philosophy of mind will be crucial in navigating the ethical, technological, and existential challenges posed by these discoveries. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please consider becoming a subscriber and also support us for just $3 a month.